From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of some of the best in free improvisation and jazz fusion. And we'll be spending most of the hour listening to some great jazz rock fusion recordings from the past and present. We'll begin with some material from the present. As we listen first to a quartet fronted by the English bass player Dave Holland. Of course, Dave, no stranger to the jazz rock world, as his career dates as far back as Miles Davis' early jazz rock experiments in the late 60s. But his 2013 release is called Prism, and he's in a quartet with Kevin Eubanks on guitar, Craig Taborn on keyboards, and Eric Harland on drums. This is the opening track from that release, The Watcher. We'll be right back. That's music from a 2014 release featuring two electric guitar greats, Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. The album is called Eclectic. It's equally rooted in jazz rock and blues. In addition to the two guitarists, one can also hear Chris Maresch on bass and Anton Figg on drums, and several tracks also feature other guest musicians and vocalists. We listened to Dry Ice. Before that, tracks from a couple of 2013 releases. In the middle, you heard a trio. Tony Levin, of Peter Gabriel and King Crimson fame, featured on bass and Chapman stick. Also, Marco Minman on drums and guitar, and Jordan Rudess on keyboards. Their album together is called Levin, Minman, Rudess, and we listened to the opening track, Markopolis, a great showpiece for Marco Minman and his drum kit. It's actually a follow-up of sorts for Tony Levin. He released an album in 2011 on the same label, Lazy Bones, featuring guitarist David Torn and drummer Alan White. One of these days we'll hear a track from that release as well, another great example of modern-day fusion. And we began the set with a quartet fronted by Dave Holland on bass, The Watcher, the name of the piece from the album Prism. We'll go back in time 40 years or so for this next set as we turn to some classic fusion, all of these tracks from the year 1974. We'll begin with bass player Jaco Pastorius in a quartet with a young Pat Metheny on guitar, Paul Blay on electric piano, and rounding out the quartet, Bruce Dittmas on drums. The album is just called Jaco, and from it we'll listen to Vampira. Thank you.
Bye.
Classic fusion from 1974. The last piece you heard in the set came from Star Drive, a quartet fronted by Robert Mason on a variety of synthesizers. He's joined by Harvey Sarch on guitar, Jamie Austria, the bass player, and Howard Rego on drums. Their self-titled release from 74, Star Drive, has been reissued thanks to the Wounded Bird label. We listened to the closing track, Journey. Before that, drummer Alphonse Mouzon, who also plays keyboards and sings on some of the tracks on this release, his 1974 Blue Note release is called Mind Transplant. At the time, Alphonse Mouzon was best known as the drummer in Larry Coryell's fusion band 11th House. That group certainly no stranger to this program. But Mind Transplant features three great guitar players, Tommy Bolin, Jay Graydon and Lee Ritenour, also Jerry Peters, additional keyboard player, and Harry Davis on bass. And Tommy Bolin was featured on the solo guitar part on that track, which was called Carbon Dioxide. And the set got underway with Jaco Pastorius on bass, featuring a young Pat Metheny on guitar. Jaco would be featured as the bass player on Pat Metheny's debut album from 2 years later, Bright Size Life, but from the 1974 album Jaco, we listened to Vampira. You heard all of that here on Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. I said we'd spend most of the hour listening to jazz rock fusion, but we'll wrap up the hour with a couple of trios in the realm of free improvisation, and we'll begin with a trio from Germany, fronted by bass clarinetist Michael Pilz. The 1978 album Celeste, recorded and released by Trion Records out of Frankfurt. In addition to Michael Pilz on bass clarinet, one can hear Buschi Niebergall on bass and Uwe Schmidt on drums. We'll listen to the track Prompt. Thank you. A pair of trios fronted by reed players in that set, and both trios also featuring bass and drums and or percussion. We began with the Michael Pilz trio from Germany from 1978, the album Celeste, Michael Pilz on bass clarinet with Büschi Niebergall and Uwe Schmidt, respectively, and we heard Prompt. And lastly, from 1980, sessions recorded in New York City in April of that year for the Vineyard record label, the David Bond Trio. David Bond on alto sax, also Peter Sorwine on bass and cello, and Charles Miller on congas and additional percussion. The album Odyssey, and from that we listened to Illusion. And that's all we've got time for this hour of Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. If you missed any of the details about the music featured in this program, you can always view the playlist and even stream this episode at your convenience. You can do all of that by going to our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions number 1412. I do look forward to your company again soon for another hour of the very best in free improvisation, the avant-garde, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.